17th parak of Kelim, 4th Mishnah. The Rimoinim that we measure with, the pomegranates we mentioned, which is a stam size of a hole, that these wooden kelim would be considered tar, unless it had specific uses for larger things. The type that if you have three pomegranates put into the kli, and none of them will go out through the hole, then it's all right. But if one of them will go out, even if it gets pushed through the kli, it's not an easy fit to go through the kli. If they push through the kli, then that is already considered tough. Shem gamliel leimer v'napa chabor k'teli sheyitol v'yahalich. If it's napa chabor, these are sifting or boyer instruments. So since these are made to shake around, so it would be something that when you move around with it and shake it around, the rima won't come out. Another something that's made to be in place, it's enough that the rima won't come out when it's in place, but something that's made to move around and shake around, then even if the rima will come out while one is moving around with it, that's enough to render it namakabal tuma. It's in a type of sack that he would put on his back. So the same idea, it's something like you throw over your back. If you had a remote in it and you throw it over your back, the remote will come out, that's already enough. In other words, the amount of pressure or movement that will cause the remote to go out is dependent on the type of usage of the kli. Well, the kelim that have a hole that you would not be able to hold the rimonim, going roiva, chatzi roiva, is a small measuring kelim, kenunim, ktanim, also some small kelim, shirim, berubim. In other words, if the whole kli is less than the size of a rimon, or close to the size of the rimon, then you go by the majority. If the majority of the kli is broken, has a hole in it, then it's put. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, is Zaysim. He says if it's a small kli, then you go with the size that has a hole, the size that Azayis and Allah would come out, that's enough. Nifritzu, Shirun, Bezaysim, Nigmu, Shirun, Bemashem. If Nifritzu means that it got a hole on the wall of the kli, towards the top, not on the bottom. The other ones were on the bottom, then the Shirun, Bezaysim. But Nigmu, if part of the wall itself, all around, was removed, then Shirim Mamashe, that's not going to hold something, it's still considered a kli. Because the Maisa, all he did is took a kli, which was a deep kli, made it into a shallow kli.